friends, it's Kathy Jimenez with What's Your Story, and today's a huge treat. I have my friend Robbie Jenkins here. Hey Robbie, how's it going?
Good, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So the first question I like to ask everyone is, tell me about yourself.
Yeah, so my name's Robbie Jenkins, obviously. I grew up in La Mirada, California, so I went to La Mirada High School. Okay. Grew up playing sports. You know, not really in business like I am now, but not into business, really into lifting weights and, you know, sports, I would say.
I mean, you're in high school, yeah.
Yeah, so, and then I went to Cypress College.
Okay.
Didn't really know what I wanted to do. I didn't play baseball anymore. That was like my, you know, prime sport. That's what I was good at. I ended up starting a clothing line out of college, so... my first real business was a clothing line that I'd started. It wasn't that great. I had a couple t-shirts.
At least. Yeah. That's cool. You're an entrepreneur.
It was more of just like a hobby or whatever. Like I printed some t-shirts, selling them to friends. It didn't really go too well. So I kind of stopped that for a bit.
Wasn't that like fraternities, sororities? You were doing that for college?
Yeah, I was doing that a little bit later, but okay. When I first started the clothing line, it was more or less just a regular clothing line, selling it to
okay.
friends and people
cool.
around me. The first time I started, didn't have a website, and then I went and worked for a promotional merchandise company,
okay.
and I really started getting, you know, better understanding of printing merchandise, printing, whether it's t-shirts, canopies, bags. You know, whatever product I really needed.
Yeah.
And I ended up having the resources then, so I started my clothing line again for the second time.
That's awesome.
Same name, just relaunched it, and I launched it with a different business partner.
What was the name?
Called Physics.
Physics, okay.
Yeah, so now my company now is called Physics Promotions, but the clothing line was Physics, and I built a website, invested a bunch of money into it, started going to trade shows and all these different places.
Okay, how old are you at this point?
19 years old
doing a business? That's amazing.
I don't, one of those ages, 19. It was like second year in college.
Okay.
And was doing that for a bit while I was working for that promotional company. And we had to end up having a fallout. The people I was working for was like, just the worst people to
really?
Work for. Yeah, it was terrible. They treated me like, obviously it was a fun environment, but
yeah.
they were very hot-headed, angry people. Things came up. I ended up leaving that company. This was like when I was transferring to Cal State Fullerton. So I ended up going to Cal State Fullerton the first year. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't have a job anymore.
Right.
For a year, or for like 2 months, I was like kind of doing nothing, and then I was like, all right, I need to figure something out. I need to start making money.
Yeah.
So I was like looking on Craigslist. I was like, what can I buy and sell? Like, what can I make?
You were buying and selling?
Yeah. So
that's awesome. That's
so
huge.
I was like buying things on Craigslist,
okay.
selling it. I would buy like ping pong tables for like
wow.
$200 from like a wholesale distribution place.
Sound like Gary
sell
B
it.
Now.
Yeah, that Amazon, when Amazon when I was like 5-6 years ago, I forget how long ago, but we're doing Amazon FBA, so we're buying things
wow.
from China
uh-huh.
and selling them on Amazon Prime, and they were Amazon Prime, but really it was us sending them to the Amazon
okay.
fulfillment centers and
oh,
then shipping
gotcha.
It out.
Okay.
So we would buy like keychain Rubik's Cubes. We would go to like wholesale distribution places that were like, or not distribution places, but like they were buying
like
these,
storage. I mean,
they were like,
say that you had like flats and stuff and you can
yeah,
buy those.
So they were like, it was a huge warehouse and
okay.
they would buy like
pallets, that's right.
Full of like
anything, hodgepodge stuff?
Yeah, yeah, random stuff that was getting returned from like Walmarts
and
like Kohl's and stuff like that.
Got it.
So we would buy those products, send them to the good ones, send them to Amazon and have them, you know, resold on Amazon, or we
okay.
would sell them on Craigslist, just
wow.
depending on
that's
what
super
we'll
innovative.
Get more money for.
Yeah.
And then I was going to like yard sales and you name it. Like
did you really?
Yeah, every weekend. Like,
oh my gosh.
I remember this one time too. Well, this is not a yard sale story, but I was actually at a bar in downtown Fullerton. They were raffling off this bike.
Okay.
Right? I used to work at a bike shop, so I know the value of this like electric bike. It was like a $350 bike, $400
wow.
bike. And this guy ended up winning it, but it was like two numbers away from me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like really bummed. I was like, oh, I could have won a bike. Whatever, how cool. And then I went up to the guy. I was like, I had some money in my pocket, so I was, because I always had cash on me, because that's what I'd sell things for cash all the time.
Right.
And so I walked up to the guy. I was like, hey, I'll buy that bike off you if you want it. He's like, how much? I was like, $80. And he's like, deal.
You made like, deals in the parking lot for a bike? That's
yeah,
cool.
So I bought that and sold it the next day for like $300 or wow. $250 or something like that. But that's how I would make money for a couple of years. And then
this is in college too, right?
In college,
okay,
yeah.
Got
so
it.
I was like, this is not sustainable at all. You know what I mean? I got to do something else.
Your business model.
So I would. The clothing line was like slowly dying out. I had trademark, like, I would say lawsuits, not really lawsuits, but through the trademark trial and appeal board.
Okay.
So like other companies were petitioning to cancel my mark, my trademark. So I had partner issues again. And then I was just like, look, I'm going to do this physics promotions route. And that's kind of how I started physics promotions. And it was more with like friends and families, businesses, organizations, local churches and stuff. And then I started... yeah, reaching out in the last few years, I've just been building that. So.
Oh, perfect. Well, actually, tease up to my second question. Yeah. What are you up to these days?
Now, just I went through another restructuring of my business, I would say, but I felt like rebuilding and really trying to grow my sales for my company now. Going to like networking events, rebuilt my website, did a bunch of other things. But like side hobbies, like I'm doing a lot of running and stuff now.
Oh, that's right. What was the ultra that you're preparing
I'm
for?
Doing like a 60 miler trail run. So I'm looking forward to that, but
wow.
Just, you know,
where's that going to be at?
Fun. I think it's Los Olivos.
Okay.
I don't know. Somewhere up north in California.
Oh, nice. When is it?
Or like towards Santa Barbara in a month and a half away.
Oh,
so.
A month and a half for 60 miles. Oh my gosh. What is that distance? Like, here we're in Costa Mesa right now. Where is that? Like going past LA?
Past LA.
You're driving. You're running to past LA. Okay. All right.
So
okay.
It's gonna be a mission.
Maybe a spa day after.
Yeah. No. It's. I ran a marathon and it was pretty brutal. But.
Oh my gosh.
I was doing it for time, so I was trying to beat it a certain time.
Well, that's
it was
a good
my
question.
First, yeah.
Well, why do you do the runs?
What I think is interesting is like. Running, I used to play sports, right?
Okay.
So it was baseball, right? You're sitting on a bench, you're out in the field, and you don't really get this mental aspect that you do when you're running, right?
Uh-huh.
It's very mental. Obviously, your legs need to be in shape and stuff, but
that's true.
I feel like pushing past a pain barrier and stuff is really mental. Like the whole thing is mental. Like you couldn't just, for instance, if you're bodybuilding, right? You couldn't just go and throw up 300 pounds, right? Your muscles wouldn't be able to take it. But for running, like I could go from not running at all to running a marathon, you know, in a couple weeks.
My preparation,
but realistically, your mind stops you before your thing. But with running, you could start walking. You will finish the marathon.
Absolutely.
It'll take some time, but the majority of what you're pushing through is your mental
the
barrier.
Mental game
so
too.
That's what I'm really searching for. Right. And going for with these, yeah.
Are you gonna go with anyone by yourself?
Yeah, actually, my girlfriend, yeah. So.
That's awesome. Oh, that's
she's
good.
Doing
you guys could do together.
30 miles. She's doing the half, so.
Oh, okay. So there's a half ultra, and then there's an ultra ultra.
Well, I think anything over marathon is ultra or whatever, but.
That's true.
Yeah,
anything over the 26.2.
It's pretty, yeah, it's cool. I like it.
Wow, so. Awesome. Okay, well, I guess the $1 million question that I always ask on our podcast is if you can give your younger self advice, what would it be?
Yeah, so that's a good question.
That's
a
Oprah
real good
moment.
Question. Because I would be, I mean, my younger self could be 5, 10 years, whatever. But
right.
I didn't, it's funny because I didn't really start like learning or personally growing or doing any sort of personal development until I had graduated college, right?
Okay.
I was like against reading. I graduated college with reading like 2 books in my entire life. I'm not even joking. Like,
Spark notes.
Yeah, like spark notes, whatever I could do to not read, I would do it. And even in high school, so like this is a short story, but in high school, like I cheated my way through high school, realistically.
Oh,
it was terrible.
Everyone cheats though. It's really sad, but
it's sad,
truth.
Yeah. And it's
help each other out in a way.
But when I got to college, I was placed in the lowest English class, the lowest math class, like just learning
like remedial
nouns.
Almost?
Learning nouns and like I was like in elementary school again or something.
Oh no.
And I was like, what am I doing? So I really flipped the switch there and started turning things around.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't want to read.
Oh.
So after college, I started reading again, or I started reading, and I realized what I was missing out on. I realized that there's so much knowledge out there and I just have to go get it. You know
true,
what I mean?
True. It's there.
And the knowledge right there will help and propel myself, you know, into the future,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, into achieving the things that I want to achieve, right?
Right.
Before I was just mindlessly acting, and now there's like a methodical way that I approach things.
Right.
And it's through reading, it's through learning and developing. So I think too, going back to that real question, was the one thing that, you know, I could give my younger self is more or less like, there was this quote that
Steve Jobs,
you know, said, and it was, "Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice." And I thought that is, at least right now in my life, it's been very profound, because I feel like it, with social media and all these things that are in our awareness now,
right.
We constantly compare ourselves. We constantly, I wish I would have been doing that. I wish I would have read, you know,
I wish I would have done this.
I wish I would have done that. But it's like, realistically, you know what you need to do in your life, and we, you know, obviously listen to too many other people's opinions.
Like the noise
that's around
so
us,
true.
Right? And it's just follow your inner voice, follow your passion, and get after it, and don't let, you know, others drown out that your inner voice. So
that's so good. Wow, thank you so much, Robbie, for coming onto the podcast. I think you're like
appreciate
the eighth person that I got to interview so far, and it's been great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. I like it. I like what you're doing.